Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. It's only going to take about 5 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Sure.
That's okay. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
Thank you. Okay, so first of all, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida Legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, already voted, or 50-50?
Almost certain.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1962.
Thank you. Okay, next, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descendants?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or anything else?
White.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them, then you can let me know that as well. The
Okay.
first person is Joe Biden.
It's hard to say right now, but I would say very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. Next is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next, we have Chad Klitzman.
Say it again, please.
Chad Klitzman.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. And next, we have Barbara Sharif.
Whatever, I have no opinion.
That's okay. Thank you. And if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitzman, Rodney Jacobs Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote?
I don't know, 'cause I really don't know anything about any of them.
That's okay. And if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, for whom would you lean? The options are the same, Chad Klitzman, Rodney Jacobs Jr., or Barbara Sharif, or are you still undecided?
I'm undecided.
That's okay. And now, still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I'm going to read you a list and you let me know which one you think is the most important. The first one is jobs and wages. Then we have voting rights, education, home and property insurance, healthcare, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, or anything else.
You want just one?
Just one, yes, the most important for you.
Well, there are so many, but I would say climate change.
That's okay, thank you. And now finally, we're almost done. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Graduate school. Thank you. And finally, just for verification purposes only, can I have just your first name?
Stacy.
Stacy? That's okay, then this concludes the survey and thank you so much for participating and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye.